This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, May 24. As you can see, our reading comes from Acts chapter 3. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one, and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely helped him, as you can all see. Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all of the prophets, saying that his Messiah would suffer. Repent then, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Heaven must receive him until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people.' You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from their people. Indeed, beginning with Samuel, all the prophets who have spoken have foretold these days. And you are heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, 'Through your offspring, all people on earth will be blessed.' When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways." When Peter healed the lame man who had been begging, people noticed and stopped what they were doing so that they could see what was going on. And why not? They recognized him as the man who was lame from birth and who had always lain on a mat, begging. But now he was jumping and praising God. When a crowd gathers in amazement for a healing like that, Peter knows what to do. He knows that the healing of one person can lead to the repentance and healing of many others. So he steps up to preach. In words that parallel his Pentecost sermon, Peter urges his listeners to repent of their sin and believe in Jesus Christ. The crowd may be amazed by what happened to one lame person, but Peter sees a greater purpose. This healing is not meant to bring praise for the lame person or the apostles. It is to lead people to look beyond the healed person, to Jesus Christ, in whose name the healing has occurred. We often see and meet people who do things for others in order to draw attention to themselves. But if we really want to live as the body of Christ, we need to help people come to know Jesus. Pray with me. Dear God, may we repent of focusing on anything that does not help us see Jesus in our lives, the lives of others, and the world around us all. Thank you for your forgiveness, healing, and love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.